We're back with more of Lake Effect Now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. The Milwaukee Common Council has paved the way for the Milwaukee Bucks to construct a new basketball arena with a vote yesterday to provide public financing.
As we heard on this program last week, some in the community had hoped the city would tie support for the arena to the Bucks' support for other recreational facilities in the community. That didn't happen, but an article on the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service points out that a public-private partnership is underway to rehabilitate some playgrounds and parks. The ribbon cutting for the first of these playgrounds at Arlington Heights Park is tomorrow.
Edgar Mendez wrote about the program called MKE Plays for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. He joins us along with program coordinator Joe Kaltenberg and Sarah Zarate, the program manager and chief of staff to Council President Michael Murphy. Welcome to all of you.
Thanks for having us.
What is the state of playgrounds in Milwaukee that MKE Plays needs to exist?
Well, the premise for MKE Plays has been that, unfortunately, because of decreasing financial resources, the City of Milwaukee's resources that are dedicated to city parks has been declining over some time. Beginning there, the council president, who has worked on playgrounds for some time just in his district, because he is the 10th district alderman, when he became the council president, he decided to take this on at a city level. And that's sort of the reason for MKE Plays.
So where do you see this effort on a continuum at this point?
We began the discussions, and this is with the council president, Michael Murphy, back in the fall of 2014. In October, he presented a budget amendment to the council members during the budget process requesting that $175,000 be dedicated towards parks in the city. We then use those dollars to leverage them with private community partners in the city. Since then, we've been able to raise almost $800,000. So we're very close to our goal of $1.6 million. The city has dedicated nearly $500,000 ourselves. So we're definitely on our way.
The way that playgrounds were chosen was through the Department of Public Works surveys, which identified the 12 parks most in need, the most distressed parks in the city.
And can you paint a picture of what these distressed parks are and playgrounds are looking like? What's in need of improvement so much?
A lot of the parks, kind of the typical shelf life, I guess, if you will, of a park is about 15 years. So the parks that are on the slate for MKE Plays are parks that haven't seen much, if any, substantial investment over the last 15, 20 years, including the parks themselves being from a play function being a little outdated. They're also deteriorating physically. Some of the coatings are withering away, weathering, and aesthetically they're also losing their appeal as well.
Now, Edgar, you wrote about specifically the Arlington Heights Park, which is the first of these parks and playgrounds that's being renovated under MKE Plays. But give us a sense for the role that these playgrounds play within the context of their communities.
Well, the thing that makes MKE Plays so different is they're going away from the normal playground redevelopment. They're not just fixing what needs to be fixed. They're going with a whole new model for the park, which is based on feedback from the communities.
Talk about that process. How is the community involved in shaping what these parks and playgrounds are going to look like?
It's very much a resident-driven process. We start with community meetings, both for residents in the neighborhood as well as organizations, other groups, you know, neighborhood watches, that sort of thing. We engage all the stakeholders in the area in doing kind of an assessment of how they want the park to function. So we kind of take a step back and look at it. You know, it serves a particular function now as a play space, and we try to get them to think about how they could envision this space differently and how it would most appropriately suit the needs and interests of the community.
Well, and so how is that exemplified in, for example, the first one that's being done, the Arlington Heights Park?
So some of the cool things that are happening at Arlington Heights Park, we've got some great partners in that area. We've been working with LBWN, Layton Boulevard West Neighbors, who are really active in that area, and they've been phenomenal in serving as that bridge to the community because they're embedded on a daily basis in what's going on in that area. We've also the Urban Ecology Centers in that area, the Bike Federation. So each of these entities are kind of support this emerging identity that exists in the community. And so what we ended up at Arlington Heights was it's a much bigger park than a lot of our other spaces. And so we took kind of a holistic approach and we talked about some of the other features that are outside the bounds of just traditional play spaces. So we talked about signage, branding the park in a way that fits in with the identity of the community. There's going to be a new entranceway. So there's a lot of cool things outside of just replacing the play equipment.
These are not cookie cutter. The Arlington Heights Park isn't going to look like the next park to go and the park after that.
No. It's very much up to the community to decide what they want that park to look like and how they want it to feel and how they want it to represent their interests and needs.
The decision to center the community at the heart of this program was very deliberate. We are operating under the assumption that if the community is engaged from the forefront in designing the public space that surrounds them, that there's going to be an added benefit at the tail end of sustainability and utilization.
Well, I'll talk about the sustainability aspect to it.
So what MKE Plays is doing, and this is also going on in other parks throughout the city, is they're turning these local parks into centerpieces that are not only areas for the kids to come out and play, but areas for the parents to come out. And that in turn creates a safer play area. It assures more usage of the park, and that in turn makes it more sustainable. If there are more people that are invested in this park and feel that it is a part of their identity, then they're going to work harder to keep it cleaner. They're going to make sure that it doesn't turn into a trouble area. And I think that's the same thing that's going on in other parks across the city.
We essentially believe that if we have an extensive and authentic and effective community engagement process, the outcome of that framework will be a sustained ownership of the neighborhood, which will essentially heed all of these negative impacts of the opposite.
And anecdotally, at Arlington Heights Park, as an example, underneath the 35th Street Viaduct, the bridge, there's a large concrete wall that forms the foundation of the bridge, which prior to its beautification, there's a beautiful mural there now. Prior to that, it was commonplace to see graffiti and you know, it was tagged all the time. And since that beautification, there hasn't really been any instances of graffiti. And in the one case that we heard from residents, residents themselves went out and fixed it.
Mm-hmm. Now the city's initial outlay was, I think, $165,000. You were saying that private sources have upped that to about $800,000 now. That's still only half of the amount that MKE Plays estimates it's going to take to do this.
The initial budget amendment was $175,000 into the Playground Challenge Fund, which was in addition to dollars that were already committed by the city of Milwaukee. So the initial outlay was almost $400,000+ from the city of Milwaukee.
But still there is some fundraising left to do.
There is. And we're actually getting a lot of positive feedback from both foundations and from private individuals. So it's not only about foundations. It's about private individuals that feel connected to the playgrounds, and hopefully we'll be able to encourage others to donate as well. I mean, one of the really great stories is the Danforth family. They read about MKE Plays in one of the stories and contacted our office, spoke with Joe about the program, and sent us a check for $10,000.
I had the opportunity to speak with Mrs. Danforth and reminisce a little bit about our positive experiences on playgrounds as kids. And her gift, ultimately her and her husband's gift, is in memory of of Mrs. Danforth's brother who recently passed away.
Is there sweat equity that goes into this from the community? Is the community physically out there helping construct these playgrounds?
We do incorporate into – aside from the meetings. So we hold a series of meetings to get community input into the design of the play space. We also incorporate a community build portion and park cleanup prior to the contractor construction portion. So that is something that is embedded into the framework for all these parks as well, is that there will be a community build.
The community is not out there pouring concrete though.
No. I just wanted to add as well that as it relates to funding, we've been doing all of the heavy lifting out of the council president's office. We want to do all of the fundraising because we recognize that some of these communities don't have the technical capacity to perhaps write a grant application, and we want to remove that barrier from the entire process. So by the time that we begin engagement in the community, we've already raised those funds. They're dedicated to that playground, and all we need is their engagement in design.
Well, let me ask you this question. So does the relative success of MKE Plays thus far have any broader ramifications public policy-wise?
Interestingly, it does. We literally this morning got out of a meeting with city planners who have recognized that the MKE Plays plan has been received very well, not only by residents but by the community at large. And the discussion this morning was, how do we incorporate the MKE Plays model in the larger city plan?
So it's the community engagement aspect of it, or the public-private funding aspect, or some of both?
I think the majority of it has to do with the community engagement. They're recognizing the benefits to the community designing the space that they live next to.
Who's responsible for the ultimate maintenance of these playgrounds once they're renovated?
City of Milwaukee.
And so, as we say, the ribbon cutting on the Arlington Heights Park is coming up later this week. There are others that are at least in progress?
There are. So the first ribbon cutting at Arlington Heights is this week. We anticipate a ribbon cutting at 17th and Vine in early spring. And over the next few months, we are beginning the community engagement process in about four other parks.
Well, great. Thank you to all three of you. Best of luck in your work.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sarah Zarate is program manager for MKE Plays and is also chief of staff to Milwaukee Common Council President Michael Murphy. Joe Kaltenberg is program coordinator for MKE Plays, and Edgar Mendez is a reporter for the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You'll find a link to his article on MKE Plays from WUWM.com.